Got the hit list on KMFM. I'm joined by Jax Jones, Martin Solvig, and Madison Beer. Guys, you're right.
How you doing, mate?
I am very good, thank you. Europa duo, you guys teamed up. How did this collaboration get together?
It took time.
Yes.
It came with the. No, it took time. We wanted to work together a couple of years. We established a very good contact that developed into a kind of friendship. We were like exchanging future release, discussing what do you think? Do you think I should, you know, maybe this, I'm not sure, could I improve, whatever. And we wanted to step in a studio together. And we finally made that happen a few months back, and we discovered that we were sharing a lot of ideas on music, vision, wishes, all these things, and so we started to work and put some beats together.
And you guys have the best promo image I think I've ever seen for a track.
Is it the hugging one?
The hugging one, and the best press release as well. It was like, it all started with a hug something. Just tell us about the hug. Tell us about how you got together.
We like to say Europa is friendship. This is a little bit like our first, because it's quite rare actually in the electronic music, the DJ scene, whatever you want to call it, to really develop something that is more. We are all sort of friends. We all appreciate each other, but it's rare that we really exchange a bit more. And so this is Europa.
And the track, massive track, All Day and Night, sounding huge at the moment. Madison, how did you get involved with this?
Kind of just like a similar way. I mean, like, I really look up to both of these guys, and I had the opportunity to cut the record, and they loved the way I sounded, and I loved the song, so we ended up obviously making it a reality. And yeah, it's been really amazing, and I'm very excited about it. I'm excited the world now has it in their hands.
Madison was really our number one choice, our like dream singer on the song, for many reasons, most importantly because we are like very music persons, and we think that her voice is extremely special and has something deep and powerful that we really love, especially for this song, which is very powerful and needed that kind of attitude. And yes, for the rest, she's the best, obviously. So it was really, really great to work with her.
I feel like Europa is also, I'm trying to make the connection here. This isn't the sort of show normally where we talk about Brexit, and we're not going to talk about Brexit, but I feel like it's popped up at the right time. Is this your intention?
It wasn't actually
What's
time
Brexit?
For that.
Oh,
Brexit.
Oh, we can't get into this.
I will explain.
On the way to Paris later. We don't want to do it now.
The actual joy of the name was we wanted something a bit tongue-in-cheek and something.
And Jax is from the UK. I'm from France.
That's why I thought the connection
was.
It became very obvious, very simple. And also, you know, we are like friends. We are like from each other side of the channel, and not each other. I messed it up, but you understood.
Yeah.
It was a fun name.
And now you've got a few tour dates coming up before the end of the year. A few Europa tour dates. Madison, are you heading out with the guys?
Possibly. Who
Come
knows?
On.
Who knows?
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Out of the three of you, who do you reckon?
All day and night.
Nice. The promo is in. Out of the three of you, who do you reckon has the most outrageous rider demands?
Probably Madison.
I'm gonna vote myself.
What's on the list?
Actually, I don't know. There's nothing really outrageous. I'm just like, I like weird snacks and weird drinks that are probably hard to find. So I'm probably more of an annoying person to have a rider for, like grape Fanta and like things like that that are just not. You don't find them at every supermarket. You know what I mean?
They got to work for their rider.
Yeah, but nothing that's like outlandish or like, you know.
Yeah.
Expensive.
It's good though,
it's
when they get the rider right, because it means they've taken care on the show. So usually your other demands are met if the rider's been met.
Is that how you test it?
Yeah. So that often when you hear bands put like, oh, I only want red Skittles. Yeah. It's because if you put that level of effort into the rider, they'll sort out everything else.
So have you tried the red Skittles thing?
Me, I request like black Nike socks at every show, and a flag of the country, and also a specific champagne, which I like to then collect and bring home.
And you said Madison has the most outrageous rider.
Right, yours sounds crazy. Mine sucked because I had like a 6-piece band. Obviously in the US I'm not legal to drink, but on my rider it would be like 12 bottles of alcohol because of my whole band. Like 6 bottles of Hennessy, 6 bottles of vodka, 6 bottles of tequila, whatever. And everyone would always be like, are we even allowed to get this for her? She's not even 21 yet. So that was like, I think the weirdest part was
And they
people.
Won't come and ID you.
Yeah, they're not going to ask me, but it
it's
was
for the
just,
band.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
would be so different here.
You mentioned Europa is friendship. That was in the press release. One of my favorite lines that I've ever seen in the press release. But what I thought is we'd do a bit of a friendship test. So in the UK, so Madison and Martin, whenever you're going for like a job interview, anything, anywhere. There's always, I don't know if you've ever had this, Jax, but there's always like, give us one fact about yourself and two lies, and everybody has to guess.
That's really cool. I like this game.
So I'm thinking, we'll start with you, Mad. Actually, no, we'll start with whoever's got three lined up first. But if you can think of
two, if
you can think of two outrageous lies. No, two lies, one truth.
One, I was a professional water skier. Two, I broke my ankle when I was 8. And three, I...
Three's a lie.
Three's a lie.
I performed at Madison Square Garden.
Okay. So you're going to say three is definitely a lie.
Three is a lie. Yeah. And you were a water ski teacher?
I was a professional water skier and I broke my ankle when I was 8.
You were a professional water skier.
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah, that's of course.
I didn't realize that there was a professional water skier.
Neither does anyone I know. I was really young, but I used to compete and stuff. Yeah, I was
that's
really
amazing.
Good.
That's dope.
I know. Is that well paid?
I was too young to get a check.
Really?
I wish.
You tried to get a check.
But I'm sure it does. It was really fun though. It was really sick.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Jackson.
I still kind of got it.
Two lies, one truth.
I had my first top 5 record with the Vamps, Can We Dance? I had a record on Taylor Swift's Red album. I had a record with Madonna.
Right, Madison and Martin. Discuss.
Yeah. I know that Martin has had records with Madonna, so I'm going to say you haven't.
The truth is the Taylor Swift.
Incorrect.
The truth is the Vamps.
Damn.
I didn't know that was...
When I'm drinking, baby.
Never known that was you. That was a banger.
I know that
Still
was
is a banger.
Gosh.
Martin, two lies, one truth.
I was originally part of the rock band Phoenix. I was a singer in a choir, in a boys' choir when I was a kid. And I spent a week in the Bahamas with Madonna.
I'm going to say that the...
He definitely wasn't in Phoenix.
I think the second one.
But don't lie.
Could we get like a singing impression to see if it's in the choir?
I'm going
to
say the Madonna thing. He spent a week with Madonna.
Yeah, that's
true.
What I'm saying.
No, I was actually a singer in a boys choir when I was young until the age of 13.
Have you ever considered doing vocals on your own tracks?
He does though.
You can hear my vocals on Intoxicated.
You
that's my voice.
Got me intoxicated.
The Night Out. Actually, one half of my songs.
Do you prefer singing or do you prefer getting somebody else to sing?
It depends on the song. If it's for all day and night, I really prefer to have Madison on board.
have you tried recording your own version?
No.
And I'm guessing if I ask you to sing it now, this won't be happening.
He was doing it earlier, so yeah. It's a testament to how good you are to get him to do it.
No, I'm going to just sing some Phoenix so you can see that I could Go on.
So whilst we're waiting for Martin's performance, Europa, what's the come for 2019? As you said, you've got this massive track now with Madison. You've got tour dates lined up. What else is to follow?
Well, that is the story so far that we wish to reveal.
Okay.
We have a lot of things that are exciting, but we want to just work with All Day and Night and then smash out the tour and then we'll be ready
then
with new
on.
Music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Madison, we were obsessed with Hurts Like Hell. We were playing mm-hmm. it all the time on the Bang station. On. What's to come from you for 2019?
Singles. I have another single after this coming out in like a month or two, and then more singles, and then a full length album and another tour.
So you just finished your album, right? In 3 days.
Yeah, I did.
How'd you celebrate finishing an album?
I won't celebrate until it goes number one. So.
So I like that.
When it goes number one, I'll celebrate.
I like that. So are we going to end with a performance from Martin?
Yeah, Martin performing Phoenix.
Can you do... Yeah, you got it. Lyrics. Coming all day, different coming all way. Okay, I got it. Past and present, they don't matter now. The future sort it out.
What you going to do?
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for chatting to us on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to hit play on All Day and Night now. Can I get you guys to introduce it, please?
Yeah. Wagwan, this is Jax Jones.
This is Madison Beard.
I'm Martin Solveig.
And we're Europa, and this is All Day and Night.
Woo. The Hit List.
KMFM. You walked away, you left.